Hey. It's not going to be good.
So my face hurt for 3 days because I had to contort my muscles unnaturally. And I think
you look like you're probably constipated if there was photos
I was going to say the redness in my face probably took a day or two to dissipate. So there's your story.
I love it.
Oh, you did? Did you
yes.
like it?
No.
Well, you never like anything we do. Joey's next.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Today, President Biden signs executive orders to increase food aid to keep people on unemployment who refuse jobs without coronavirus protections and clear a path for federal workers and contractors to get a $15 hourly minimum wage. Yesterday, Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
The president signed 10 pandemic-related executive orders, expanding federal mask mandates during travel, adding restrictions for travelers entering the U.S., and directing FEMA to create vaccination centers with a goal of 100 by next month.
More charges are expected from Wednesday's Inauguration Day riots in Portland, Oregon.
Four people are formally charged with rioting and unlawful possession of destructive devices.
Everything's are getting graffitied. The coffee shop gets graffitied, Abolish ICE. Like, I mean, this is my neighborhood. I live here, and I don't want to see that kind of stuff.
He's one of a growing number of residents frustrated with the city's failure to stop the months of violence in Portland.
Fox's Jeff Benosso. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
It's been raining nonstop, and I mean literally nonstop, just a soaking rain for hours after midnight and continuing now. And the rain will be mainly this morning. I think by lunchtime, the rain is moving out, if not over by then. Otherwise, look for a mostly cloudy afternoon, a high temperature around 60. Cloudy this evening, clearing later tonight. It's going to take a while, overnight low 39. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. The best day of the weekend is tomorrow, with a high temperature up to about 61. And then low 60s on Sunday, chance of scattered showers by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. But a better chance of showers and thunderstorms, which become likely Monday, and particularly Monday evening, Monday night, will be in the mid-70s on Monday. So that'll be fuel for the fire for some stronger storms, perhaps. Right now, we don't know if there's going to be any severe weather with that system. We're going to be watching it. It is certainly that happens this time of the year. Right now, this morning, we have still raining, and the temperature hasn't budged. It's still 55 with rain out at the airport. In fact, it looks like rain at all the airports that I'm looking at here at 904. Hi.
Hi, Rich. How are you?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
It is a gloomy day, but better than a Monday. You know, I mean, rain on a Friday, Monday.
Though it really, it's a real thing. It affects the mood. Like, I did not want to get out of bed.
No.
I had this whole plan to wake up, do a workout. It's like, nope, I'm going to sleep.
And with Chase and getting Chase out to do necessary stuff, I usually watch the radar and say, oh, there's a 20-minute rain.
Right.
There wasn't any, and we had to both go out and get wet because he would not go out on his own. But,
poor boy.
That's what happens when you got a dog. You gotta take care of those things.
Well, I know.
Yeah. So, anyway, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
What are some things on your mind right now?
I don't know.
You could talk about.
Well, I'll put it this way: it's going to begin. I'll do something more lighthearted. Mm-hmm. They restarted up. They reinvigorated the White House press briefings.
Right. Yes.
Because our government must operate like its episodes of The West Wing.
Right. And they have
which
a gaggle.
I enjoy that show, but you know,
I do too.
But it's TV. There, I think too many people watched it for too long. It's like that's how government works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have the press conference back, and it's very low key compared to remember the first Trump press conferences? Like, no, Jim, it's not just fake news; it's very fake news. And you are CNN, it was all fireworks. Oh, Mr. President! And now it's kind of low key. Jen Psaki's the press secretary, and she's getting all these softball questions. Like one was, will you change the color scheme on Air Force
One? On the Air Force One from what Trump was going to change it to?
And so the only reporter, because he's kind of just doing his job, who is going to ask any sort of needling gotcha question is Peter Ducey of Fox News.
Uh-huh.
And Peter Ducey asked, well, Joe Biden just signed an executive order saying you must wear a mask on federal property. Is not the Lincoln Memorial...
We were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. We were just talking about that.
And it's not so much the question or the fact that Biden wasn't wearing a mask. It was more Jen Psaki's like, well,
she said we have bigger... Yes. Bigger issues.
I thought that was the issue.
Yeah, right.
So it's stuff like that where I actually am not that frustrated with it. I look at that and go, oh, get the popcorn. Because right now people are high on the honeymoon period, as it's called.
Of course.
But then you add in what happened at the Capitol. It's over the top right now. Once it gets back to kind of not pandemic, nobody with horns storming any capitals.
Mm-hmm.
Watch when people go, oh, we're back to normal.
Right.
I want it normal, but now we're back at normal. I want something different. Just watch. The American people are fickle like that.
Oh, my gosh. How are you doing, Eddie?
Good. How are you guys doing?
And you know.
You asked what was on my mind.
Yes, yeah, you
did. Good Lord. Did you open a can of worms or what?
Yeah, right. Gentlemen, excited about the weekend, excited that we're getting the rain out of the way here by about lunchtime.
Good deal.
The sun will be back out tomorrow, and, that's going to help a lot of people who have a problem with it. Can you imagine living in Seattle where it rains?
I used to live in Juneau, Alaska, and it rained like 300 days of the year. It's either rain or snowed, yeah.
Juneau is an interesting city because you can't get there by car, right?
Right. The only way you can get to Juneau is by boat or by airplane, and that's the capital.
That's the only capital. You can't get there by car.
Yep.
Okay, on that note, and you heard that first right here, I'm going to get out of here. And
good luck.
Yeah.
We're all counting on you.
Find a way to get my dog outside to take care of business.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Riots break out. Oh! Happy days are here again. Hey, Eddie, how you doing?
I'm doing. How you doing?
I'm all right. Let's hit the rest of this top of the hour break. News and views on a Friday here in mere moments.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey's statewide mask mandate has been extended until March 5th. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 202,000 coronavirus vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. A Montgomery man wanted for murder has been arrested in Escambia County. Authorities say that Pierre Woods was found in a home in the 2700 block of Massachusetts Avenue in Escambia County. Woods was wanted for murder and the death of Joshua Thompson last November. And Montgomery Public School officials have announced the passing of another teacher. Park Crossing High School has lost coach DeCarlos Perkins. Counseling and support staff is available for students and employees. This is the third teacher death in Montgomery County this week. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
That's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances. You you know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. The news and views from 9 till noon. Thank you to all of you who've been listening all week, all month, all year. I love to find out that so many are listening in to News Talk 93.1, the whole station, but especially the show here in these troubled times. And people are continuing to react to the change of the guard in politics in Washington. And it's interesting to watch the script flip, but we'll get into all these things. Many of in the conservative press are still reacting to Biden's early executive orders. Paris Climate Accord, getting rid of the Keystone Pipeline, all these things. The latest, the hip thing is today, and welcome in, Eddie B.
Hey, buddy.
And Jack Campbell will be joining us, when he damn well pleases.
Right. So hook me up with the latest hipster news here, buddy.
Well, it was first started, the person who made it cool was Barack Obama. Hmm. Now, do you remember the unfortunate, it's always too soon, passing of John Lewis? True civil rights hero, good man.
Yeah.
I mean, he played politics with the best of them, but generally I think a good man did some great things. Well, at his funeral, giving his eulogy, Barack Obama called for the filibuster to be ended.
Oh, yeah.
Calling the filibuster a Jim Crow relic. And that's the new buzzword. The Jim Crow relic of the filibuster. In fact, there's a guy... would you imagine it? There's a guy who's coming out with a history book, like, this month, about how the filibuster is a Jim Crow relic.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure that's just a coincidence. Right.
Oh, well, watch where the book sales go.
Right. And so Robert Reich, even retweeted by the mayor of Montgomery, talking about this. It's get rid of the filibuster, it's a Jim Crow relic. I think it's an effective strategy, actually.
Seems to work, don't it?
There are a few ways to respond to this. It's like, well, I guess you don't care about the rights of the minority then. Yeah. All right. They don't. the party in power, the party with the majority, does not care about the rights of the minority. Usually doesn't.
Correct.
Unless they're thinking ahead, but we'll get to that. Another way to respond to this is, well, that's just not true. It wasn't just about obstructionism during the Jim Crow South. And you could even share, say, a sophisticated read of the history of the filibuster from the Brookings Institution, a left-leaning think tank. You could give the innate history of, like, well, even before the Civil War, there was no filibuster, it was a majority vote, but there was less two-party factionalism. You actually had different cliques, regional cliques from around the nation. So the filibuster, the idea of, you know, two big blocks of voting, that didn't exist. So you get into all the history. The people saying this don't care. I mean, just as recent as a few years ago, Barack Obama was defending the importance of the filibuster when he was in the minority in the Senate.
Right.
So, you know, these things happen. Or he's defending it when the Democrats are in the minority in the Senate under Mitch McConnell. So these things change. People in power will come up with whatever they need, whatever effective means they need to get across the point. But here's what I'll say, Betty. This is my response.
All right.
I'd say if you can convince Joe Manchin, if you can get Uncle Joe to convince Manchin of the Hill People of West Virginia to go along, and all they need is a majority vote. All they need is that 50 plus the new Vice President Mamala.
Plus one?
Plus one. Get rid of the filibuster, and they will have succeeded of stripping this blot, another blot on our history, this Jim Crow relic. They'll have stripped it from the temple of democracy. I'll be like, okay, fine. If you can convince Joe Manchin to do that, cool. As well as other Democratic senators who might be a sticking point. Maybe Kristen Sinema, maybe a few others. I don't know. But imagine with me, Eddie. Can you imagine?
I'm trying.
Think of the John Lennon song.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine 2 years from now? Nay, like 4 years from now. Can you imagine a Republican Congress? Well, but they're stealing the election. They've rigged the system. It's like, okay, yeah, we're just going to take it? Just going to lay down? Nobody's going to fight at the legislative level, on the state level?
I think that's what we're all hoping for, Joey, but...
Well, nobody's going to fight and say, hey, you used the pandemic to change these rules up. Let's go back to actual, the way it should be. So there will be plenty of fights.
Republicans are just not good
fighters.
That's
why I'm saying we have to reimagine our Republican Party. And if the filibuster, that Jim Crow relic, is gone, then imagine a Republican majority, a slim one. Maybe it's just like it is now. You have a few seats majority in the House, Republican, which is not impossible.
Mm-hmm.
This tends to be the pendulum of American politics. We'll see what happens in midterms 2 years from now. But then can you imagine the Senate, 50-50? Because even if they get rid of that Jim Crow relic, the filibuster, you still need that basic 50-50 with that tiebreaker vote to, say, add states to the union. And I don't think that's actually in the cards.
Yeah.
I think it's a big dream. It's their own vision, their own dream, their own imaginings. Imagine, it's just like it is now. A Republican in the White House. Maybe it's Ron DeSantis of Florida.
Hmm?
Maybe it's even Nikki Haley, though I don't think her prospects are as good as she hopes. But maybe. Maybe. People tend to come around and rally around their party and their team. Maybe it's Donald Trump back in there out of exile. We'll see. Maybe it's a Patriot Party that has the White House, but the Republicans hold the chambers of Congress. But just imagine. And now that the Jim Crow relic is gone and the Democrats have pushed through all sorts of different things they could by that simple majority vote.
Yeah.
Maybe just that one vote tiebreaker. I want to hear Republicans 4 years from now, when the script is flipped, saying we need to get rid of these New Deal relics, this 20th century kind of fascist notion of centralized administrative government control and rule by the experts. I'm tired of this New Deal relic. I'm tired of that Woodrow Wilson, I know better than you pietism that has taken our liberties. We need to get rid of these relics of a bygone era that was a century ago. We're a modern society. We have brand new technologies. We have new understandings of how to respect one another as individuals and dignities, and these relics of this administrative control, where the aristocrats and the oligarchs and the experts and lobbyists and activists run our lives, we need to get rid of this relic. And so with one fell swoop, let's get rid of the vast majority of the administrative state. Just a simple majority vote. And maybe they could build it back again and build it back better. But I think there does need to be a reset. Not the great reset that's being put forth.
Put forth or shoved down our throat?
Yeah. Globally. But maybe there needs to be a reset. Okay. No more bureaucracy. You want to rebuild it? Start from scratch. We need a lot of that. And hey, you could even make the argument to the progressives that the bureaucracy that currently exists has done a terrible job responding to this pandemic. It really has. Trump or no Trump. Anybody who's in the know knows it's not like a command and control system. The bureaucracy, the CDC absent Trump, really messed this up in many ways. As well as all sorts of other log jams at the FDA, blah, 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 blah. So, okay, let's get rid of the Jim Crow relic. I'll trade you that by getting rid of the New Deal relics about 4 years from now. Maybe it'll take a little longer, but if it's going to be a simple majority vote, I'm all for it. Because this is what happens. The nuclear option was blown up by who? Harry Reid, who's beaten up, if you remember, folks, on his way out of Congress by his exercising equipment.
Supposedly.
Yeah, he was using one of those bands. I mean, they are dangerous every time I use one of them.
Yeah, but
I'm like, I don't want to
face in the middle of
it. I hope this thing doesn't Harry Reid me. But Harry Reid blew up the so-called nuclear option. Talk about hysterical language. It's like, a small procedural change in the Senate is nuclear. God, we're ridiculous. But because Harry Reid did that, that opened the door to Mitch McConnell. To do what? Oh, shove hundreds of judicial appointments through. To put three Supreme Court justices on the Supreme Court. Now, you're saying, well, they're going to try to pack the court. We'll see. We'll see. But the basic point is this. As we become a majoritarian democracy, with less respect for the minority, and we completely poo-poo the idea that there could be any tyranny of the majority, individual rights don't matter. It's a matter of being slightly a little more popular than the other guys. The more volatile our system will become, and the less, hope you're listening, Uncle Joe, excuse me, President Biden, unified we will be. So we'll see what happens. But that's the new buzzword today. Jim Crow relic. You know? Relics have always been a weird thing. I grew up Catholic, you know.
Yes.
And it's like, let's put a little piece of a saint, like, in our altar. Like, kind of ancient stuff is that? Then you think about it, you're like, that is kind of cool. It's
yeah,
like, that's been there for how long?
Well, when I go, I want to be the cremated, and I want my ashes spread all kinds of places.
Yeah, but when some guy calls you up and goes, hey, Eddie, I got a relic to sell you. Don't buy. Don't buy. 272-9228. Oh, there's Janet Yellen.
What's she yelling about?
Ah, she's blowing some bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
First, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
seniors, enjoying your retirement doesn't have to break the bank. Caravita Village has recently been renovated and upgraded. Their community is built on relationships. Three chef-inspired meals daily, transportation, group activities, and a host of other amenities are waiting for you at Caravita Village. One affordable monthly rate. Ask about their 2 free month special through April 30th. Tour your new home today. Call 284-0370 or visit caravitavillage.com.
At Guardian Credit Union, we're creating connections in new ways because connections have a way of inspiring hope, strengthening ourselves and our communities, and creating stronger financial futures. Connections happen within Guardian Credit Union, but more importantly, in how we all treat our neighbors and how we all support our communities. So join us, connect with us, and we'll show you this is where you belong. Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Still awaiting Jack Campbell to join us. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie Bader. 272-9228. 272-9228. Pharmacies won't have jab next month.
Who's jab?
Something would do with the vaccines. That's bizarre.
I did read a little bit more on that press conference, and what I took away from it is, if you don't use the vaccines, we'll come get them. We'll give them to somebody who will.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that approach.
Yeah. I think we could have had this done, Trump or no Trump, Biden or no Biden. I think if we actually had some folks who had some know-how and some huevos.
And get the government out of the way.
I think that's gender neutral. Huevos. I don't want to say stones because that's more gentleman. Cojones is more.
Yeah, that's right.
Huevos is all-encompassing. And if we actually had some people with huevos, we probably could have got this done, I think, months and months earlier.
But I did think it was crappy, I guess I should say, that Amazon now has stepped up and said, hey, man, we can help you guys with a vaccine.
Yeah.
And
and Cuomo wants to open up now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the mayor of Chicago wants to open up now.
The hypocrite parade is in full effect.
Yeah.
And now how long do we take the hypocrite? I don't know. How long do we accept these hypocrites before we go, hey, come on, guys. Give me a break.
I think in their minds, if they weren't a little hypocritical, they wouldn't be doing their jobs because...
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
Now, here's what I mentioned earlier talking to Rich Thomas.
Love Rich Thomas.
Up to get the work done.
Peter Ducey. People. Talking ahead. To Jen Psaki.
President Biden and all members of the Biden family masked at all times on federal lands last night if he signed an executive order that mandates masks on federal lands at all times.
At the inaugural...
At the Lincoln Memorial, yes.
I think, Steve, he was celebrating an evening of a historic day in our country, and certainly he signed the mask mandate because it's a way to send a message to the American public about the importance of wearing masks, how it can save tens of thousands of lives. We take a number of COVID precautions, as you know, here in terms of testing, social distancing, mask wearing ourselves, as we do every single day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that I have more for you on it than that.
But as Joe Biden often talks about, it is not just important.
If it were Trump, we would be needing to have investigations.
The power of our example. Was that a good example for people who are watching who might not pay attention normally?
Well, Steve, I think the power of his example is also the message he sends by signing 25 executive orders, including almost half of them related to COVID, the requirements that we're all under every single day here to ensure we're sending that message to the public. Yesterday was a historic moment in our history.
Historic.
He was inaugurated as president of the United States.
Right.
He was surrounded by his family. We take a number of precautions, but I don't think, I think we have bigger issues to worry about at this moment in time.
Bigger issues.
Yeah.
It was one of the biggest issues for months. And the power of your example, huge issue. But
I signed some executive orders yesterday, Joey. Give me a break.
Right. Now, what was this I have around my neck?
That is a scarf slash mask?
Yeah, yeah. It works, though.
Oh, it works. That's how I like mine. But every time I get ready to put one on, I feel like, all right, we're fixing to do this. Like we're robbing a bank.
Yeah, it looks like I'm about to rob a stagecoach or something.
It cracks me up. I went in the bank the other day with a mask on. I'm like, this doesn't feel right.
And given how I look, I'm like Babyface Nelson over here. Like, get out my Tommy gun and let's have some fun. But I have a mask. I have been wearing a mask when I go into a public place. Because, you know, I'm a respectful person. When I see a sign at a given business and they're like, could you wear a mask? I'm like, yeah, sure. Even when it seems silly, even when you go to the restaurant and they're like, wear the mask, go into your table, then you can, you know, pull the mask down once you're at your table and your distance. Like, this seems a little silly, but, you know, I'll do it. Because, yeah, I'm not raising a lot of hell and I pick my battles. So, like, most people have been wearing masks. Actually, if you look at studies of mask-wearing rates, the United States is right up there with other countries.
Yes.
That have had the power of example from their leaders. So what is... Oh, it's a reminder of who's in control.
That's right.
You know, my mother used to pull this trick.
Really?
I've talked about this before. Like, things I'm already in the middle of doing. Uh-huh. Things I was planning on doing.
Take out the trash, Joey.
Right. I'm like, I'm literally holding the trash bag. Before you said it, and, you know, I love my mother.
Of course.
I respect my mother. Joe Biden, whole other thing. I'm happy for my mother to be an authority in my life, even after her passing. Her example still lives with me. But Joe, or any press secretary like Jen Psaki, or... Yeah. When this was such a big deal a few months ago, even Donald Trump, I'm like, I didn't decide to wear or not wear a mask because of Donald Trump. I think I was saying at the beginning of the pandemic, if we're relying on our politicians, whether the mayor, the governor, or the president, to be our moral or public health examples, we're in a lot of trouble. But a lot of trouble.
Did you like you said, you had some free thought of your own.
Yeah.
You said, you know what, I'm in a crowd that everyone else is wearing a mask. I should be respectful. I'll wear mine.
Well, but then you'll hear it's like, well, if people aren't told to do it, then they won't. Could the sheep please call me at 272-9228? Who among you needs the president to tell you what to do on a basic matter of your own decisions? Huh. 272-9228. There's Lomberg. A Swedish guy, I believe.
Dude, I thought
actually
it was...
a great scientist, a climatologist, saying the Paris Agreement solves very little. He's right. I've actually written on this topic. The Paris Agreement doesn't solve much at all. It's, again, more symbolic nonsense that also gets people used to the idea of global governance. It's more a redistribution scheme than it is an actual scheme to reduce emissions. And in fact, the United States, through technological innovation, reduced emissions more than what their target was under the Paris Agreement.
Exactly. But that wasn't good enough, was it? We need a piece of paper to remind us.
Yeah, Bjorn Lomberg, Copenhagen Consensus Center Director.
I wonder how much he gets paid.
Oh, he's probably sitting pretty. No, I like that guy. I've heard him before. He's very creative how he wants to solve the world's problems. Yeah. That's what we need more of. Less of this groupthink, masked in this happy language of unity, which really just leads to more centralized control for the crony elites, and more creative, innovative thinkers that say, hey, let's take a problem if you're presenting it like climate change, and let's have a menu of things we can do to innovate our way into the future and to actually solve our problems as voluntarily as possible, as mutually as possible. That's the way to go about it. People didn't adopt the automobile and combustion engines because it was a mandated thing. They adopted it because they realized, hey, this makes my life better. This makes my life more convenient. This gives me more power and agency to control my life. What is more American? The idea that you can get in your car and drive wherever you want.
That's right.
And in fact, a lot of the world found that idea intoxicating.
So much so that everywhere in the world,
and so I would, and so I would suggest to those who would like to have a future different than the internal combustion engine, that's a dream you can have. Elon Musk is working on that dream in a particular way with battery technology and other things, and God love him for doing it. But the way you get most of the population to adopt it is not through dictates and political control and centralized control. It is through showing folks, this will make your life better. Right. This will empower you. This will give you more individual agency to make your life better, your friend's life better, your family's life better. But no. More politics. 272-9228.
Let me ask you something, Joey. Will you eat your vegetables? Do you eat your vegetables because you know you should?
I drink my vegetables.
Well, do you do that because someone in your life said, Joey, you have to do this, you have to do this? Or did you go, you know what? It's kind of good for me.
You know, in fact,
take care of myself.
The things I was told I have to do,
right?
I kind of rebelled against.
Thank you.
The things that I learned are good for me, I tend to do, and they stayed as habits. And I drink my vegetables. I have like this shake.
V8 stuff?
No, it's called like Athletic Greens or something. It's good.
Cool.
It's good. I just don't like sitting there eating a bunch of broccoli. And
broccoli's delicious.
It's okay. Squash is okay, too. Green beans are
squash
all right.
Squash casserole?
No, but you can, in one drink, I can get it all in and just be ready to go in the morning.
I'm sure you can do the same thing in a pill.
272-9228. Let's go to Paul. Hey, Paul.
Hey, it's calling about the Joe Biden signing the executive order to wear a mask on federal property. You're right. It's just a big show. I'm in control. We're in control now. And because I've been to two military installations and one FEMA installation since this whole COVID thing started. And the federal employees are wearing masks. They tell you what the rules are. And they're not doing anything different than what Biden was doing. You know, he was doing on his speech.
Yeah.
He had his mask off. Well, when we did presentations, the speaker takes their mask off. Everybody else has theirs on. They're all distant. You know, it's just a big waste of time, a big show. I'm in charge. I made a decision.
Exactly. And and you better believe they're going to start rewriting history, too. That it was Governor Cuomo who came up with the idea that you actually need to open up. Not Ron DeSantis.
Mm-hmm.
Not the scientists behind the Great Barrington Declaration. All the folks who were for lockdowns will be hailed as folks who wanted to open up. Mark my words. We'll continue to point out their inconsistencies and hypocrisies, and they'll keep rewriting history.
Yeah.
I appreciate
That's
it,
right.
Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Yeah, have a good day.
You too. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. Going out with a little bit of the Dells, you know, on a wet, rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
I like a little soul music.
Talk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Folks, we'll get back to news and views in just a moment. Let's talk to Dick Brubaker from Brubaker Motors. How are you this morning?
Man, it is a great day at Brubaker. I hope you're having a good day.
I am. It's Friday, so I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Hey, and this weekend, you need to come out to Brubaker Infinity. We've got 0% for up to 72 months on most 2020 models left in stock. Any in-stock 2020 Infiniti, 0% for up to 72 months, or you can purchase or lease any new Infiniti and get a 2-year complimentary elite maintenance package, plus 2 years Brubaker car care at no extra charge. You know, on a luxury car, maintenance can be expensive, but purchase one this weekend on any new Infiniti and we'll give you 2 years of it for nothing. Also, on 2021 Infiniti QX50 Luxury Editions, payments as low as $439 or 0% for 60 months. Great time to buy a luxury car at Brubaker Infinity.
So take that weekend, stop by the Boulevard, or shop from home at brubaker.com. I appreciate time this morning. Have a great weekend, Dick.
Hey, you too, buddy. Thanks.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our gloomy forecast continues. More rain in our future today, especially through midday. Occasional showers around. Mostly cloudy this afternoon and through tonight as well. High temperature today, about 60. Tonight, chilly. Overnight low, 40. Tomorrow, sunshine returns. Pretty nice day. High around 60 for Saturday. Risk of showers returning on Sunday, but showers are more likely Sunday night, and showers and thunderstorms on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one low monthly payment. Apply online or visit your local branch to see what ASE can do for you. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of News and Views from 9 till noon brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Check out Heirloom Jewelers today. And say hi to Troop Booth. And be sure to tell him that Joey from News and View sent you. And in fact, when you use the Joey promo code online.
Joey.
At Heirloom Jewelers. Just J-O-E-Y at heirloomjewelers.com. You can get 10% off. And you can also say my name in person and get 10% off. But right now, Troop Booth is looking to buy from you. So if you have any antique jewelry items, any old jewelry at all, whether mint condition will get you top dollar. or even so-called scrap jewelry pieces you can get a pretty penny for in this market. So all you got to do is set up an appointment. You can do so at heirloomjewelers.com. It's a little drop-down option now. It's as simple as, hey, pick the date and time, stop by, bring your items in.
How convenient is that?
Troop will check out what you brought in, give you a value that he's willing to pay you, and if you agree to that value then and there, you get paid right then and there. Of course, you can also call Heirloom Jewelers at 260-0066 to set up an appointment. So whether you're looking to buy or sell fine antique jewelry, Heirloom Jewelers is the place to go. Troop Booth is the guy to go see. 40-year family business here in the River Region. They will not do you wrong. In fact, they'll do you very, very right. Incredible selection there at Heirloom Jewelers. Let's go to the phones and talk to Janet. Hey, Janet.
Hey, how are you, Joyce?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. I just want to see what kind of veggie drink do you drink?
I think the one I'm using is Athletic Greens. They're not a sponsor, but that's what I use.
Okay. And then I have another question. What do you think about the Second Amendment?
About the Second Amendment in general? Well, I think it's one of the most important rights in the Bill of Rights. The Anti-Federalists got some things right. Right after the First Amendment, which is based in the freedom of conscience, I think the Second Amendment essentially guarantees your right to self-defense and seeing fit to defend yourself and defend the nation if need be. The best nations are the ones that have the people defend them instead of, you know, conscripted armies. So I think that's the big historical basis. And practically speaking, the here and now, if they're going to try to do any sort of backdoor executive order moves, any sort of new gun legislation, I think they are going to hit a brick wall at the Supreme Court level. And I think they'll also hit all sorts of hurdles at the state level. I'm not seeing Texas or Alabama rolling over on that anytime soon.
Okay. I was going to ask that also. All right, then. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Janet.
272-9228. Yeah, you worried about that at all, Eddie? You think I'm being naive about this?
Nope.
Yeah. Well, usually what happens is when a Democrat's in control of the White House, it's great for business. And do you think it's a smart move for the NRA to have, they declared bankruptcy, which is the headlines, but they made a move, and they think, were they in New York State?
Yes.
They've now moved to Texas.
They're moving to Texas.
Smart move.
They filed for bankruptcy. And I think that was, I think that was more of a business move to get them out of a lot of things. So there's kind of a clean cut when they come to Texas.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't blame them. I wish they had done it a long time ago. New York has not been their friend in forever.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and wasn't it just, because the new other watchword besides Jim Crow relic is domestic terrorism. Insurrectionist.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I'm not an insurrectionist. I'm not trying to take over any government. I just want them to leave me alone. If anything, yeah. I am happy to take the label of heretic to your new civic religion. I'm happy to be labeled that way. If you want to be the Grand Inquisitor to my great heresy, go ahead. But essentially, the new idea of domestic terrorism.
Yeah.
Wasn't it just the other day they were calling the NRA terrorists?
Yep. And I bet you can't get them to label Antifa a terrorist.
And, you know, and we've had calls from Democrats, and I appreciate y'all listening. And I hope it's clear to the everyday Democrat that my contempt, if I have any on a certain day, is directed towards the folks in power, to the elites who I think have been ripping off the people, elites in both parties, for generations, to the big, powerful players in the press and the university system. That's where my contempt is directed, or my angst.
It's just like with people that don't like the United States. They love the people. It's the United States government they have an issue with. And same with me, with the Chinese. I have no problem with Chinese. In fact, I love Chinese food.
Sure.
But the government of China, not such a big fan of. Not such a big fan.
Yeah. And that actually goes for most peoples around the world.
Well, General Tissot, now, I like him.
I would love to go visit Persia, otherwise known as Iran. I would love to. And the history there, the culture there.
Henry Rollins did a deal. I don't know if you ever saw it, but he did a documentary where he went to places like that. Incredibly interesting because first he was dressed in a sort where he kind of blended in a little bit to you or me, but to them he still stuck out like a sore thumb.
Right.
But everybody he talked to was so welcoming, and you know, in places like Iran and places like that, where you and me would think we better not go.
Right.
And I think that was a great documentary he did. But again, it goes to show the people are not the problem.
Right.
So that's where my angst and contempt is directed, more to the power elite that control governments, that control major institutions, and they manipulate people. Well, we've had Democrats call in, everyday folks who vote for the Democrats, and they talk about, well, you know, if it was just a gentler, kindler Republican Party, you know, kind of like George W. Bush. Oh, you know, people are digging up old tactics of the Democrats, for instance. And there was a great Rolling Stone cover, how George W. Bush, a caricature of him, on like a mule or something, saying how he has destroyed the Republican Party. Bush is Hitler. Oh, yeah, really? Oh, I think we've heard that a few times before. I mean, these tactics have been around for decades, and people, some of us, have a memory. I mean, this is going on before I was even out of diapers, all right? So, spare me. Spare me the hysterics. And it's not really about learning and talking about our history, coming to the best idea. What I'm learning is the people in power want power, and they're going to do whatever it takes to hold it, to maintain it, to use it. Unity means more centralization in the
Unity.
Name of the people. 272-9228, 272-9228. Still waiting Jack Campbell here. He said he was going to call in. Jack, where are you? You can tell it's a rainy day.
Oh, man.
It's just in the air. Like, I mean, literally, but like the mood.
It was
did not
dark.
Want to get out of bed this morning. Not in like a depressed way. It's like,
no,
oh,
it's just
so
a good
cozy
sleeping day.
Hearing the pitter-patter on the rooftop.
More baby-making weather. Just saying.
272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we've worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This entire hour of News and Views, as you've heard if you've been listening, brought to you by Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, 279-6036. At Dan Black Studios, they can bring those old analog memories and bring them into the digital future. Old slideshows, film reels, videotapes, and on videotapes only. And we're getting close to the end of January, aren't we?
Man, it's coming up.
Is it already the 22nd?
Yeah, wow. It's coming up, Joey.
So you have maybe a week left here, folks, until the end of January on videotapes only, VHS, Betamax, camcorder tapes. You can get the Joey Clark 60% off special. So take advantage of it now. That's an incredible savings. That's the biggest discount I think he's ever had as offer.
Yes.
So Dan Black is in a generous mood until the end of January. So take advantage of it. Call him today at 279-6036. Say, hey, Joey Clark sent me. If you don't tell him that, he's not going to offer it to you. You got to say, hey, News and Views, Joey Clark sent me over here. I'd like these videotapes brought into the digital future. Also at Dan Black Studios, they can do TV commercial production, online branding videos. They can take raw video footage you already have shot. Maybe it's some of these old tapes you get preserved and brought into the digital future. He can put that together in a great presentation for a special event. Or maybe it's an anniversary that you can't share together with family, but you can put together a great video presentation to share with the family. There's so many options there at Dan Black Studios, a 38-year business here in the River Region. They have earned their professional reputation. You can check them out online at danblackstudios.net, Dan Black Studios on the Book of Faces, or again, that number, 279-6036. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Chuck Schumer is saying that Pelosi is going to deliver the articles of impeachment
on Monday,
next week, maybe Monday, maybe Tuesday. The articles of impeachment that Trump, you know, started a riot, incited violence against the Congress. And, you know, if you listen to Trump's speech, what he wanted was Pence to send certain slates of legislatures back to the states. He wasn't calling for Pence to overturn it, wasn't calling for Congress to overturn it, but to send it back to the state legislatures from whence they came. To clarify, is this correct? Did y'all do this on the up and up? But none of that came to pass because some morons stormed the Capitol. But the impeachment, they're going to still move forward even though Trump is no longer president. And I just find this odd. There are many legal experts saying Trump probably legally couldn't be convicted for incitement, but the Senate convicting him on a political basis is possible. I mean, you heard just earlier this week Mitch McConnell saying that Trump provoked the crowd. But new questions arise. Were Pelosi and McConnell warned of potential violence before Capitol riot?
All kinds of questions coming up.
In fact, we heard from Congressman Barry Moore, which we need to get on the program very soon, him in Tupperville.
Yeah.
Wanted to give him a little bit of room to run. Find their sea legs up there in Washington, D.C., and then have them back on for extended conversation. But I did hear Barry Moore mention in passing that they actually had proof from early intelligence warnings and investigations that this was planned long before Trump ever gave a speech.
No doubt it was.
Yes. So people are now asking, did Pelosi and McConnell, the respective heads of the respective chambers of Congress, did they hear these warnings or not? Well, the offices of Pelosi and McConnell won't say. They won't say whether the congressional leaders were briefed.
Shocking.
On potential violence ahead of January the 6th at the U.S. Capitol. Or whether they weighed in on requesting help from the National Guard to bolster Capitol security. Because it was said, hey, you might want the National Guardsmen here. And, you know, news outlets have reached out. Well, and they're being quiet about it, hiding the ball.
Of course they are.
But did you see these photos that all of a sudden the National Guard was told, get out of the Capitol building and put in a parking garage?
Yeah, two bathrooms, one outlet.
You know, there's this five-sided building on the other side of the river.
Yeah.
They could have at least gotten some cots, some rollout beds over there. What the hell are you doing?
That's how much that this administration appreciates our military. But I was glad to see that several governors, once they found out about